The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But first, as the fallout from Maduro's ousting continues, it's estimated that a dozen oil tankers are trying to escape a US naval blockade of Venezuela, and one of them was 250 miles off the coast of Ireland. The Americans, it appears, are in, well, if not hot pursuit, certainly in pursuit. For more on this, I'm joined by Conor Gallagher, security correspondent of the Irish Times. Conor, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, tell us about this vessel, first of all. It's a vessel that is like a chameleon. It's changed its colours.
Yes. This vessel, until last month, was called the Bella One. It's a large oil tanker, which was to collect a consignment of oil from Venezuela in around mid-December when the US made a move to intercept it as part of its targeting of Venezuelan oil. That move was unsuccessful. The vessel refused to be boarded and instead set sail into the Atlantic and set a course which looked like it was going to take it around the top of Ireland and the UK. During that journey, it changed its registration and its flag to Russia, painted a crude Russian flag on the side of the ship, and changed its name indeed to the Marinara. All the while, US naval assets were in pursuit of the vessel, and this appears to be an attempt to dissuade the US from continuing the pursuit and claiming the protection of Russia. So the Marinara, as it's now called, reached the waters off the west coast outside Ireland's exclusive economic zone Monday night, I suppose. And it has been transiting up the north of it's been transiting north well off the west coast of Ireland and has attracted the attention of not only US maritime surveillance aircraft, which have been launched from the UK and Iceland. French aircraft have also been out, and Ireland has also sent out one of its maritime surveillance aircraft to take a look yesterday, a short mission yesterday.
Okay, so it's a big trundling oil tanker making its way up the Atlantic and heading for the safety, they presume, of a Russian port. Talk to me about the legality of changing your flagging while you're at sea. Is it possible to do that? We know that vessels can register in Malta or wherever they want, South America, anywhere in the world. But I presume there are legalities that have to be gone through when you want to re-flag a vessel.
Yes, it seems a very dicey move legally to reflag your vessel in the middle of a journey. So the US's position is this is basically an unflagged vessel, that it's a false flagged vessel, a member of the so-called shadow fleet, which is uses false flags to evade sanctions on sanctioned oil. It's the US's position that as an unflagged vessel under the laws of the sea, it is entitled to seize it. And indeed, seems to be some legal support for that if that position is accepted.
Now, by the way, could we not seize it? I mean, we don't have the resources to. But is it open season for anybody to seize it, not just the superpower that America sees itself as?
My understanding is if there's an unflagged vessel at sea, that is against the laws of the sea. So it is open to a country to board that vessel and perhaps seize it. I mean, there has been one example, I believe, recently where Estonia has seized a falsely flagged vessel. It accused of transporting Russian oil. But mostly countries are reluctant to do this, partly because, well, for Ireland, there'd be no benefit to do it. All we would have is an aging, very large tanker with no oil on it that we would have to maintain, and a crew of sailors that we'd have to look after. So for Ireland, there's no benefit. For America, there's minimal benefits. This oil tanker, as I said, is empty. Is nowhere near Venezuela, seems to be heading for Russia. But it may be a point of pride for the Americans, the fact that this ship has evaded US forces across the Atlantic. They might want to send a message, especially, as you said, all these other tankers that are now trying to flee Venezuela.
Now, presumably Russian oil is heading to India, for example, and it would be open to the Americans to have a go at those vessels. They're not.
They're not. No, this is very much part of Trump's military action against Venezuela, which culminated last week, obviously, in the extradition or abduction or kidnapping, whatever your point of view is, of its president, Maduro. So for Trump, this is not about Russian oil. This is about targeting Venezuela, and Russia are perhaps a thorn in the side, really, of this intention. There is some suggestion that the US may still be trying to seize the vessel. So there has been a huge buildup of US forces from special forces bases in the US, in the UK. So transporting over on cargo aircraft, large amount of small helicopters of the type used in special forces raids and the type that might be used for a contested boarding at sea. These have been transported to the UK. CNN and CBS last night report, citing unnamed official sources, that the US still plans to seize this vessel by force. Where they are going to do that, how they are going to do that, I'm not entirely sure. It won't be easy enough.
If this is a military operation, and it would have to be, I suppose, to board and seize the vessel, although if it's unflagged, as you say, there may be some legal basis for doing it, but it's still a military operation. And if so, if any of the aircraft breach Irish airspace, they are breaking the law here.
Yeah, they're certainly breaking government policy, as I understand it. And we've had one potential example of this already. Yesterday, a US P-8 Poseidon maritime surveillance, an anti-submarine warfare aircraft, flew over Ireland, directly over the middle of Ireland, out into the Atlantic, to the area where the Marinara was transiting.
Did it have its transponder on? I mean, was it saying, "I'm here"? It wasn't trying to do it by stealth.
No, not at all. We listened to air traffic control communications, where it was in touch with Shannon, where it was giving permission to, you know, fly over a certain point in Ireland and indeed return over Ireland by the same route 5 hours later. The aircraft said it was going operational once it got out into the Atlantic. It seems certain that this aircraft was engaged in the surveillance of the Marinara, which, of course, raises questions about, Irish sovereignty in airspace, because it is government policy not to grant diplomatic clearance to foreign military aircraft if they're engaged in operational purposes. That's been the government's stated position for the last few years, at least. This plane did, as I understand it, have official government-to-government clearance as well as air traffic control clearance, but it's not clear how that gels with this policy, and it's an issue which may come up again, if the US do decide to take this ship by force.
Indeed, and we know that when extraordinary rendition was going on and planes were transiting initially through Shannon, that had to be stopped, or at least the Americans said there were no people who were being removed to Guantanamo Bay, that they were actually landing in Shannon. But whether or not that was true, we will perhaps never know. Anyway, the department is aware of all of this, so it's not a question of anything being done by stealth. It's been done with cooperation with the Irish government, and whatever political ramifications that may have, we shall see.
Indeed, pass.
Conor, thank you very much for joining us. That's Conor Gallagher, security correspondent with the Irish Times. Well, now it's time for this.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.